From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Beijing is not happy with a vote taken in Hong Kong today. Hong Kong's legislature voted down a controversial plan for electoral reform Thursday after months of debate and mass protest over the city's democratic future. Shannon Van Sant reports from Hong Kong.
Legislators in Hong Kong vetoed the proposal for election reform, calling it fake democracy and universal suffrage. Many legislators were not present for the afternoon vote, which happened earlier than expected. 28 legislators voted against the plan, 8 voted in support, and 1 abstained. Moments before, a group of pro-government legislators forfeited their vote by staging a last-minute walkout. Emily Lau, chairperson of Hong Kong's Democratic Party, described what happened inside the legislative chamber.
Well, the whole thing was quite farcical because everybody knew the package would be voted down, but so many of the pro-establishment legislators went out.
China's foreign ministry spokesperson Liu Kang expressed disappointment at the veto. Shannon Van Sant for VOA News, Hong Kong.
The manhunt continues in and around Charleston, South Carolina, for the gunman who shot and killed 9 people at an historic African-American church Wednesday night. An attack police are investigating as a hate crime. Charleston Police Chief Greg Mullen told reporters early Thursday that a white male in his early to mid-20s walked into Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church during a weekly prayer meeting and began shooting. Mullen said 8 people died at the church. Another died after being taken to a hospital. Authorities released a flyer that contained photographs of the suspected gunman as he entered the church. This is VOA News. The Vatican Thursday released a landmark letter by Pope Francis calling on Catholics to place a greater priority on protecting the environment, which he says is being ruined. A 191-page encyclical, the draft of which has already been leaked, is expected to say climate change is one of the main issues of the day and is mainly the result of human activity. The Pope spoke of the document during a public audience outside of the Vatican.
Questa nostra casa si sta rovinando.
The Pope said this home of ours is being ruined and that damages everyone, especially the poor. This is then an appeal on my side toward responsibility according to the duty God gave the human being during creation. In the letter released in a ceremony Thursday, the Pope and Vatican officials highlighted the importance of combating pollution and protecting water supplies, also calls for moving away from the intensive use of fossil fuels, and says so-called carbon credits have been ineffective. Security forces in Somalia halted an attack Thursday by al-Shabaab militants targeting a political conference in the central town of Adado. Authorities said one attacker blew himself up at the gate of the meeting site and then 3 gunmen tried to storm inside. The security forces, including those from the African Union's peacekeeping force, AMISOM, killed the gunmen before they made it into the building. The attack is the latest by al-Shabaab militants focusing on government targets as they try to topple the government and create an Islamic State. The head of the United Nations Commission of Inquiry on Syria says that Syria is at a bitter and murderous stalemate, as countries with the ability to push toward a political solution to the country's 4-year war fuel the fighting rather than work for peace. In an opinion article in The Guardian newspaper, Paolo Pinheiro highlights the human toll of a conflict that has sent 4 million refugees fleeing the country, pushed another 7.6 million from their homes within Syria, and seen schools and hospitals destroyed by a wide array of competing fighters. The conflict that began as peaceful protest against President Bashar al-Assad's government in March of 2011 has evolved into a civil war with rebels, government forces, and Islamic State militants all battling for territory. More than 220,000 people have died. Health officials and international organizations say thousands of people have been diagnosed with dengue fever in southern Yemen, where fighting has raged for months between Shiite rebels and their opponents. The top health ministry official in the southern port city of Aden, Al-Qadr al-Aswar, said Thursday that at least 5,000 people have been diagnosed with the mosquito-borne virus. He says mountains of uncollected garbage, sewage, and heat have contributed to the spread of the disease.
That's the latest world news from VOA.